So our next topic is too much, too little, just right. The idea here is you want to give your legal reader enough information about the law to understand how it applies to your set of facts, and you don't want to overwhelm them with a massive amount of detail. So how do you avoid too much, how do you avoid too little, and how do you get it just right? This is a quote from Judge Goldgar, and I think he gets at that tension. He says, give me a complete legal discussion, too, supporting your points with authority. If there's an analytical framework, lay it out. Too many motions and briefs are long on rhetoric and short on law. So that would make me think, okay, I need to include a lot of law and a lot of explanation here. But then he goes on and says, complete legal discussion doesn't mean a law review article, of course. I don't have time to read law review articles for each side. Supply just enough authority to support your point and no more. So what we're going to work on is, how do I hit that note right? How do I get you just enough legal authority and no more? We're going to talk about statutes first and then cases. So for statutes, let me put that a little bit higher. This is our first example. Say this is in the middle of a motion for summary judgment. A rebuttable presumption exists that an in-home service company was not negligent if it conducted a criminal background check showing that the employee in question had not been convicted of certain offenses. Citation. Because AA Appliance conducted a background check on Frank Hildebrand and it did not reveal any of the listed offenses, AA is entitled to the presumption of non-negligence. That's too little, right? That's making an assertion, but it's not giving the judge a walkthrough of the information that the judges need.